Good afternoon, International. How are you today? All right, so obviously we're all here for the yearly Poetry Slam. Can I just quickly, before we start, ask all the contestants to stand up so you can see how many contestants we have in our Poetry Slam today? All right, can you wave to the audience? All right, so we've got a huge number of students. And take a seat. Today is all about the students, the poetry that they have written. We're going to take up a short time to introduce a poetry that we have written. Okay, so greetings, boys and girls, and teachers too.
Welcome to this year's Poetry Slam.
We are
so happy to see you.
With any good audience, So, with any good performance, we need a good audience.
So sit up straight, listen well. We want complete silence, as you can tell.
This afternoon, you will see some excellent poetry written for thee.
Everything you hear is an original piece. The happiness in your heart is sure to increase.
Your friends will need a lot of courage, so make sure you clap loud to encourage.
Their work will be judged and points assigned. It won't be an easy choice, you will find.
There are many categories for each poet to win, from speaking clearly to poetic spin.
Combining their points, the judges will choose who has embodied their poetic muse.
Coming up first, we have Year One. They have worked really hard and had such great fun.
They've practiced in drama with Miss Moon to deliver a fantastic, perfect tune.
Following them are our 7 to 10s. They have been creative with their dancing pens.
Clap your hands together and be a super fan
and enjoy this year's Poetry Slam. Sam. Before Senior come on the stage, a few weeks ago, we had a previous Poetry Slam winner by the name of Harry Baker. He gave a performance to all of Senior School, and he has recorded a special message for all our poetry participants today. So this is Harry Baker.
My name is Harry Baker. Harry Baker is my name. If your name was Harry Baker, then our names would be the same. I want to wish you all the luck in the world with your own Poetry Slam performances. I know you're going to be amazing. I love getting to share some of my poems with you, and the way you received me was fantastic. So I imagine you're all going to encourage each other in the same way. So I'm rooting for you. The point is not the points. The point is the poetry. You'll be amazing.
Hi, my name's Alina, and my poem is called Fear of Fear. Our world, which has been turned upside down, is full of pain and grief swirling around. The thought that always keeps me up at night is the fear of fear itself. I live in this world day after day, always consumed by dread that won't go away. Stands by me wherever I go, the fear of fear itself. The pumps of adrenaline throughout the roller coaster ride, still feeling stopped even when the light turns green, and thinking in an endless loophole about the paralyzing fear of fear itself.
Hi, my name is Serena, and my poem is called Wonderland. Once wandering warily down the walkway, weasels were witching up the path heading for the waterway. Viewing the waddling weasel wincing at his gaping wound, hollering, shrieking, crying for the lake that was ruined. The wondrous wilderness weaving its way west, weeping at the others just to feel blessed. Wallowing in awe while watching the women swimming, they fumble and tumble, all for a bit of humble trimming. Fantasizing about the world of wonders, the plants that look like cartoons, and the animals that are sparkling. What has become for what we have done?
Hi, my name's Jerry. Today my poem is about Thomas Edison. I wish I can be Thomas Edison. He was the king of gold in the world. He invented the light which becomes the helper of our lives. He contributed to some famous theories which are a teacher of our lives. Thomas Edison was a great gift to the earth. I wish I can be Thomas Edison. He was a very faulty person. He saved his mother, who was controlled by the virus. Those techniques He saved his mother, or his tools become successful. He was a doctor to his mom. Thomas Edison was a hero who eliminated all the difficulties of life. He has been insulted by teachers when he was young. Those insultations couldn't be monster of his life. He still became the hope of the world after he grew up. I wish I can be Thomas Edison. There were lots of spirits inside him acting as catalysts to make my life better.
Circles. Shape of no angle, it's that simple. The sun in the middle being the axle. Eight planets, not including Pluto, orbiting around the axle. But we've only seen the mega rocks in different quality pixels. It's weird how they all shape and spin around like a big circle. Maybe circle is the way to go, but pi's not discovered yet though. A sphere, I think, is a circle but in 3D. For a 3 pi r cubed volume is that easy. Memorize this as the good old 3D geometry, and yet this still comes up on Maths GCSE. Perfect circles do not exist. Do not rebut. It is what it is. I learned that a circle is a shape consisting of the points in the plane that are at a given distance from the center, equivalent to the curse trace out of the point that moves in the plane so that its distance from the given point is constant, according to Wikipedia. But it is said not to trust it on every social media. This is written by a person from Mongolia, which gives me an idea of my own utopia. No angles, no calculations. Wheels are round, square ones not found. Pay attention to events happening all around. Living in the 21st century, I should thank that everything I use is contemporary. This is Kerry. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Karen, and my poem is Lost in Space. Laying on my bed, my brain begins to blur. I fly into my wild mind. My journey begins. Rising above trees and bushes, soaring swiftly above spiraling birds, into the vast sky and over the sapphire ocean. Miniature plastic people agog, I float higher and higher, a horizon separating sunset auburn and pitch black. Gradually, no more plastic people can be seen. Up I go, breaking through our Earth's plastic wrap. Dark, empty space embracing the indifferent me. I'm surrounded by muted silence. The darkness illuminated by sparkling stars. Stars dancing, dashing, glow blinding my eyes. I reach my hands out into the darkness of unknown. I can feel the iciness prickle my skin. The magical sensation is like no other. Finding its place in the deep part of my mind, I feel like a voyager in this galaxy. The vastness is overwhelming, my eyes searching for a veil of light. I think deeply to myself, where am I? My body feels empty like a vacant house. Where am I? I'm lost in this celestial world.
An Alien Perspective by Chelsea Yu. The bigger human would tell the little human, don't eat it, don't eat it. For some, they would jump out of their seats, and for others, it's way worse. They would scream and shout or cast a curse. They then stick their tongues out asking each other what color it is. They will lie dead asleep, colorful, bright, ludicrous, horrifying. Weird, right?
Fear by Angelina Quinn. If you see, feel, or even think of your fear, the unique feeling will make you feel as if you're in an alien world. You can fear anything. Even a mighty king will have fears, and it appears that fear is everywhere. People have fears, and once they see, they'll be left with tears. Don't you agree? This fear of mine, it's unusual. This creature is the work of the devil. Their whiskers are ridiculously long. Their little feet are like T-Rexes. But the difference is, these feet can make you shiver. Their eyes pop out, like black popcorn in a microwave. Their bodies are divided into slimy sections, like bamboo. They are awful. The most unacceptable thing about this creature is that their feces run from their head all the way to their tail. How do people actually accept them and even eat them? Shrimps terrify me. People have fears, and once they see, they'll be left with tears, same as me. Thank you.
My name is Aaron, and I'm from Year 9. The name of my poetry is Dystopia. I wake up early. The dystopia in my mind becomes true, unexpectedly. I'm freezing like a goblin, rolling like a pangolin, lonely and chill, gloomy and cruel. The door, I'm opening. The air outside is dusty and smelly. Can't breathe. Tawny sky far away, no one wants to stay. Each foot on a human bone, everyone is a clone. The clones spy on the ruins with no minds, one after another, holding a dagger, with one eye staring the darkness which is behind me. Thank you.
My name is Casey Song, and my poem is called Dystopia. Dry, too warm, no rain, desert, fungi, rubbery food, just mushrooms, tasteless. People, dragging their feet, heads down, moaning. Wars, dying lives, fallen warriors, blood. Gray, no stars, blackout skies, silence. Thank you.
Dystopia Town by Sophia Fu. Welcome to my own dystopia town. There are no more signs of life. The houses are red and the air is brown. The blood is thick and the ground is crimson. And no king can rule with a crown. You will find corpses near every door. Welcome to my own dystopia town. The morning breeze feels like crying sorrows. Smoke pumping into the sky. A gothic skyline filled with black. The gray deceitful sky looks down at us. Black architecture dominating a brooding landscape. You came from, but no one can blame. No roots here, no lives here. Everything is depressed, everything is lifeless.
In my utopia. In my utopia, war and poverty would not exist. Everyone equal, everything free. In my utopia, you would not have to work. Schools would be not be compulsory, but optional. In my utopia, global warming and deforestation would not be the end of us. In my utopia, cities would mix in the skyline, floating in midair. Nature and wildlife would be accepted as living creatures rather than products at our disposal. In my utopia, diseases everywhere would be cured. In my utopia, humankind would have spread out across the stars, and we would not fear the unknown, but embrace it. In my utopia, we would not be restricted by thoughts of what we are capable of, and we would try to achieve what we think is right. In my utopia, we would connect to ourselves and each other. We would love and value everything and everyone. In my utopia, we would stop criticizing each other and ourselves. Be kind. You would love you, and I would love me.
Utopia by Valentina. In my utopia, there will be no poverty, no racism, no school or work. In my utopia, poverty will be solved. A machine that cooks for you. Racism will stop. It won't exist. Everyone is different. They know it. They accept it. Money will disappear. It ruins people's lives. To become greedy, it isn't the best option. No school or work. People get anxiety from it. It wouldn't happen if it wasn't there in the first place. In my utopia, you will enjoy yourself. Be like a jellyfish, free from all the stress. nothing to worry about. In my utopia, there aren't any cars. They just cause pollution. Instead, we will have modern dinosaurs. There will be special parking lots. Dinosaurs won't be transport only. They are our friends too. We should take care of them. The toilets would warm up automatically. So magic. Not only automatic, also golden. The toothpaste would be golden, but tastes like Coca-Cola. The weather would be controlled. There would be a vote the night before. So it is fair for everyone. In my utopia, all you have to do is to be you, to do what you want, what you like, with whom you like, anywhere, anytime. Thank you.
Alien's Perspective by Samuel Lee. What is this? Disgusting dust flying around. Small little wings dancing crazy. Terrifying noise attacking my ear. Sitting on my arm, poking with black needle, shaking its bottom. What are you doing to me? Flying over my head, shaking its chest, rubbing its legs. Red little mountain growing up on my arm, itch and sore. What's wrong with you, evil, malicious dot?
I wish I could be Hercules. I would challenge the difficulties and expand my boundaries. I would keep persisting and keep exceeding my expectations and push my limitations to where no one imagines. I'd look back at how far I've gone and dwell on memories of my body and my family. But then I'd remember my father abandoned me and killed by the one I loved the most. And I'd still hear the echoes of Deianira, my wife. Maybe I'd get to see her in the afterlife. But Zeus transcended me, and I saw him in front of me, and said he would make me a mighty god and married my stepsister. I wish I could be Hercules, but then I'd remember my father abandoned me and killed by the one I loved the most. So maybe my life is better than Hercules.
A Far Land. To myself, I always wondered why space was endless, or shall I say, infinite, like a sea of emptiness and sorrow. Inside the sea-like vacuum, there's a place. Crimson forests, the color of lush red roses. Some say that it's the place up above, or hell, down below. People rotting away in a far lost land. Centuries have passed, and yet still no sign. Every day, I wish I could see that place, just one more time. Thank you.
People, picking noses with a sharp stick. Why not using their fingers? People, positioning beside to the huge white hospital with a nervous face. Why not with a better face? People, putting the white cloth pieces on their face uncomfortably. Why not just don't wear them? People, placed for a long time, stuck into every small place, with their own selves lonely. Why not with their family? People, parading against to something with speaking in a lot of alien languages. Why not just calm down? People pausing meetings with others and speaking with a small black box, working in their own house. Why not just go and meet people? People preaching preemptively to the plague, plaguing their lives, purposefully preventing them, parasitically plundering lives, poisonous to a population presiding in all of us. Thank you.
My name is Ashan, and my poem is Into My Own World. I want to get out of this world, the noisy world, the world full of light and electricity. This is not the world I want, and this is not the world I like. I want to go into my own world, my dream world, the world that fills with things I want and things I like. I want to travel around the world to see the famous Colosseum, those had soldiers fighting the animals. It's cruel but ancient and mysterious. I stared at it for a long time. I stared at it until the moon begins to emerge from the setting sun. I left in reluctant. I would like to stay in the rain, to see the clear sky after the rain. I would like to stay in the wind, to see the dandelions blown up by the wind. I would like to see the beautiful world. Thank you.
My My name is Eva and my poem is Spring. The car traveling in the street. The wind whistles shrilled in our whiskers and teeth. The bird flying in the blue sky. It was in drain. It was soaring. The clouds was dissipated in the impact. The fresh air brushed my cheeks. I was in joy and immersed. A drop of rain fell on my cheek. It was the grace from the nature. It guaranteed the planned future. The spring with the first rain come to us slowly and quietly. Thank you.
Hello everyone, my name is Alice. My poem called Morning Surprise Inside. Middle of the night, mom is upstairs. Only I still downstairs to watch TV. Really hoping that the sound will distract me from my nightmares. I open the bathroom door in the morning. Next thing I see, a gigantic bright pink octopus looking at me, saying hello and waving at me from under the shiny tap. Really want to wash my 8 hands and face. Please can you move over? I snap. Right, he replies with a cheeky smile. I have already washed my 8 hands, so now you can wash your 2. Meanwhile, exactly what is happening here, I demand. I have an octopus in my bathroom, never letting go, just wouldn't leave. Circus on my window, ink in the sink. He wouldn't leave. Definitely he will stay. Reprieve, earning his place. How could I let him go? Thank you.
Thank you to all of our senior contestants. Could I have a round of applause for everybody that's gone so far? You've all been amazing, and those poems are so incredible. You should be so, so proud of yourself for getting on stage and reading out something that you've crafted and made yourself. It's a real accolade to be able to do that. I'm handing over to Mr. Miller, aren't I?
Yeah, senior of the school, that was really, really fantastic. Before primary come on the stage, we have some mystery readers who are going to read a section of poetry for you. You've got to hear their voices and see if you can guess which teacher is reading this poem. Listen very carefully. Who do you think this is?
The Tiger, William Blake. Tiger, tiger, burning bright.
Who do you think it is?
For it, if the night, or the immortal hand or eye, could frame the fearful symmetry in more distance dips.
This is Miss Matilda, who's sitting at the back. Maybe Miss Matilda can wave to us.
Dear he aspire, where the hand dear sees a fire.
The next one is
what art.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so
high. Do you think it's Mr. Perkinson?
Like a diamond.
Absolutely. Doesn't he have such a handsome
voice?
When the
blazing sun is gone, when he nothing shines upon, then you show your...
Okay, what about this third teacher?
1-1 was a racehorse. 2-2 was 1-2. 1-1-1-1 race one day. 2-2-1-1-2.
About racing, Catherine? No. Who's that? Austin? Mr. Schultz. Mr. Schultz. The next one.
20里松山千山雪未晴人当绝顶见迎到此时间
Who's shouting? Raise your hand in class, Miss Esther. It is. It's Mrs. Miller. And I didn't have to persuade her to do that one little bit. What about this next one?
The Mont de l'Aube, Victor Hugo.
Liz, who do you think it is?
The Mont de l'Aube.
A bit louder.
À l'heure où blanchit la campagne.
Who?
Je partirai.
It's not your French teacher.
Vois-tu? Je sais que
this isn't your French teacher. I was amazed as well. This is Miss Yvonne, the school librarian assistant. So the next time you go to the library, speak to her, and she is fluent in French. Okay. Oh, yep. We changed it a little bit. Let me just fast forward. Okay. Now we have our primary contestants, starting with Sam and Oscar in year six. Can we give our primary contestants a big round of applause?
Hi, my name is Oscar.
And my name is Sam.
Today we'll perform a poem called
Saturn. She has many rings. She dances while she sings. Solar sounder, ring wearer.
Beautiful Saturn in the night sky, shining brightly and as it flies by. Sun circumnavigator, sphere gyrator. Thank you.
Hello, today I will be presenting a poem about Galileo's life. Once I was born, I lived on some corn. Day in day, I started to grow. At the same time, I started to know. When I was 5, my brain started to thrive. In my school, I was the best, going through a hard math test. A few years later, in the library, I found a book called Gravity. Atop the Great Pisa Tower, I threw objects with great power. Once when I was in my living room, I held a spoon with a hole at the moon. I had a dream to explore the solar system with an object that contains more wisdom. As I had a lot of hope, I invented the telescope. When I was looking up at the sky, I saw a shooting star flying by. Then I showed my work to the church. They couldn't argue anymore. Then I had an urge for more. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Grace.
Hello, my name is Julia.
And our poem is called One Small Step for Man.
As the world gets smaller, my heart starts to pound, 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 as I think of the rockets making a roaring sound.
What will the moon be like, I start to imagine, as I slow us down and rest the engine.
Slowly, slowly, we land on the moon. The imagination of children will explode soon. My face is squished by my helmet. I really don't like being in it.
One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
As my national anthem plays, I push the flag down until it stays.
As I jump all around, here and there,
I really want to flow my hair.
As I stand proud in the center of a crater, I know this may make humanity greater.
This event will be remembered for so long,
and so will I. I am Neil Armstrong. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Amy.
Hello, my name is Wendy.
We are from 5A.
Today our poem is about the moon.
The moon.
Every single night, the moon turns to gold, but on the one night, the moon said, no, 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 leave me alone and stop calling me from below. I'm resting my head with my magical pillow. Oh no, I just had a thought. Amy's walking back home. I need to rise before Amy's come out.
Quickly, quickly, the sun shout.
I'm just putting on my clothes and making my tie. I look at the clock, the time is flying by.
I slowly come out in the night, seeming that I am not that high. I look at the moon, which is not shy. I wish that the moon would never cry.
I came out on her early to light her way.
When I came out, it was all gray. The moon came out, it was bright. There was a glowing beaming light. There is no better friend by none to help me safely home. Thank you very much.
Hello, my name is Harry and my poem is called My Pet Dragon. I have a pet dragon in chat. He is not pretend, so remember that he is as tall as a house, but a coward like a mouse. He was not easy to tame, and he gave my brain lots of pain. One day he flew higher and higher and learned how to breathe out fire. His fire destroyed my neighbor's toy. He was so sad he lost all his joy. We used to go in the bathtub a lot, but now the water is just too hot. He broke the TV when he stretched his wings. I wish he would be careful around my things. He outgrew the house and had to leave. An eviction notice he did receive. He looked to me and said goodbye. I said bye and tried not to cry. Every night I look to the sky and hope I see him passing by.
Hello everybody, my name is Lexi and I'm from 5B, and today I'm going to be reading a poem called Stars in Space. Stars from different locations ignite my special imagination. Humans collect their creations and form them into constellations. Humans command to calculate when they continue to investigate. A total of 12 creations made by humans' careful creations. When they look up high in the sky, they shine brightly in the sky. The important stars equation created some incredible fascinations. The powerful space nations are discovering the stars generation. Humans are always in desperation to see the other cool constellation. Humans always wonder how to live in space. Well, Earth is our home. It's our only place.
Hi everyone, my name is Lina and I'm from year 5B. This is my poem, Outer Space. So vast the space expands, that myriads of stars shine southwards. Among them is a burning sun, its energy and heat one can't shun. So blue is the planet Earth, of life and birth it stands forth, and orbits the others. One can see nebula, the iridescence. Of its enigmatic mist, we gaze with faith. Of its kingdom, we explore with wisdom. One navigates in space, one can't escape its force. Thank you.
Hi everyone, my name is Jessie and I wrote a poem about the solar system. There are 8 planets in the solar system. They are connected together in distance. The first planet to the sun is Mercury, which always seemed to be a mystery. Venus is the second planet to the sun, which looked like a mooncake and have lots of fun. Earth seemed to be Venus's twin. If they have a fight, Earth will win. The fourth planet to the sun is Mars, which looked like a mooncake and have lots of fun. Jupiter is the Roman god of sky and thunder. When Roman people saw Jupiter, they always wonder. Neptune is windy and have a cold breeze. If you step on Neptune, you are going to freeze. Uranus is the Greek god of sky. It shines in the sky way up high. These are the 8 planets in the solar system. They all connected together in distance. Thank you.
My name is Angela.
My name is Solana.
Today we are going to perform our haikus about ancient Egypt. A forceful pharaoh, a golden prince in Egypt, a snake on his head.
Staring gilded eyes, blue golden stripes on his head, distinguished pharaoh.
Anubis stood like a large wolf, goddess in ancient Egypt, a powerful dog.
Mighty rich ruler, magnificent god of death, dog-like Anubis.
My name is Leo.
My name is Reina.
pyramids sitting in the hot desert sunshine. Protect the mummies. Pyramids standing seems like some fairy tale buildings. Sharp top towards the sky. Many pyramids all in brown around sand. Come curious visitors.
Hi, my name is Bella.
Hi, my name is Louise.
Hi, my name is Jessica. And today we're going to perform our ancient Egyptian haikus.
My poem's name is Canopic Jars. Great Canopic Jars, protect the organs inside for the afterlife.
My one is Anubis, has a jackal head, important Egyptian god, god of the underworld.
My poem is called The River Nile. Clear, cold, catch some fish, nice to bathe in, refreshing, only in Egypt. Thank you.
This is the first poetry slam any of our primary contestants have actually been in. It's a very scary, kind of nerving thing, so let's give them one big, massive round of applause. We have some last contestants. These represent the guided writing group from English Skills in years 4, 5, and 6. They had a little bit more time to write their poetry. They have spent time refining it, and they submitted it. And these are the final entries from the guided writing group. First up, we have Amandine and Betty. Can we please give them a big round of applause and welcome them to the stage?
Hello, my name is Amandine.
And my name is Betty.
We're going to perform a poem called The Fairy Forest. The Fairy Forest. I believe in the fairy forest, full of magic and gratefulness, in its strange breeze of flowers,
who can bring calm and forgiveness.
I believe in the river of wisdom,
in its water cold and pure,
in its run and smooth rocks,
who can bring healing and a cure.
I believe in magical trees,
and their special creatures,
in their leaves they hide, in possession of nature. I believe in the flowers of happiness,
and their magic to bring joy.
In their petal is the light of hope,
who can bring us a brand new toy.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Austin.
Hello, my name is Victor.
Hello, my name is Darius.
We're from 5B and we're performing Another Place. I want to see another place in time and space, where the aliens roam in another biome far from home.
A place where I need not care about goblins big and devil's snare, up in the mountains where volcanoes lurk and lava robots go berserk.
A place where no one is near, a place where no one can interfere. This is a place I want to be, with all the things I want to see.
A place new to me, the type of place I want to see, where the vines hang low and the creatures lurk down below.
A place where new friends meet and the sun shines down and releases its heat. A place where there is peace, unlike ancient Greece.
A place where everything is free, a place where everything is full of glee. This is a place I want to be, with all the things I want to see.
I wonder of old stories where magic is turning. I wonder of old stories where secrets lay unfound. What is behind the secret door? What is in the secret moor? What is in the garden walls? Magic, of course. I believe in fantasy, where there are dragons with wings of fire. I believe in fantasies, where air is swift with wings. What is in the ice and hail? What is in the glowing scale? What is under the stone hard chains? Dragons, of course. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Dodo.
And my name is Catherine.
Today we are going to present to you a poem called
I Wish I Was a Dragon
by Dodo
and Catherine. I wish I was a dragon.
I would soar extremely high.
I do believe I'd spend my life way up there in the sky.
I wish I was a dragon
with enchanting eyes of green.
I'd slumber on my hoard of gold. I live just like a queen.
I wish I was a dragon.
All would know my name.
I'd burn the biggest fires and never, ever be tamed.
I wish I was a dragon, but sadly it cannot be. I'm just a lonely unicorn. My only friend is me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can we give all our contestants, senior and primary, one huge round of applause? Do our judges need a moment or two? Or are you ready? I'm blind, I can't see.
Can I just say how amazing every single performance is? I know there was other poets in the audience that didn't get a chance this time to perform. But that was incredibly full of amazing, amazing poetry. It's really nice to see you all celebrating it. Mr. Miller and I are collecting all of your poems, so we need them sent to us. For senior, that's on Teams. Everybody's poems, please. So if you didn't get a chance to perform, I still need to see your poems because we might be doing something special with them later.
Want to come on up? Round of applause.
Good afternoon, everyone, and what an absolute pleasure it was to listen to all of your poems, your creative interpretations, your spoken word. It was just magic. I wrote a list of some of the topics. We heard about shrimps, dystopic universes, circles, utopia, jellyfish, aliens, optional school, Hercules, and octopi, and many, many others. Absolutely fantastic. Please give everyone who performed today another round of applause. And I'm going to announce the senior school winners. If you can join me on stage, please. In year 10, I would like to invite Kerry Wu to the stage. Yeah, come up. In year 9, Angelina Quinn. In year 8, Jerry Lee. That's it. Come on. And in year 7, Quinn Diamond. Round of applause again, please.
Okay, thank you, guys. You will all get certificates for that. We're just sorting them out through. Now for primary. Thank you, senior school.
Okay, for primary, again, echoing exactly what Mr. Brown said, some fabulous performances. I wish I'd kind of wrote my own poem for this. However, we have, out of the competitors in year 5 and 6, which were... Let's give them all a big round of applause, actually, at the end of this. Hold on, wait. At the end. Sam, Oscar, Ian, Julia, Grace, Wendy, Amy, Harry, Lexi, Lena, and Jesse. Give all of those guys a big round of applause. And the winner for best year 6/5 was... Should we do a drum roll? Lena! Well done, Lena. Up you come. Where's Lena? Come on, don't get shy now. Where are you? Lena. And best year four. Let's have a look at the year four competitors were Solana, Angela, Raina, Leo, Bella, Louise, and Jessica. And the year four winner was, drum roll please, Angela and Solana. Well done. Up you come, Angela and Solana. And for the guided reading, guided writing group, we had competitors, Betty, Amandine, Victor, Austin, Darius, Catherine, Dudu, and Arwin. And the winners were, drum roll please, Catherine and Dudu. Up you come. Well done.
Okay, one big final round of applause for our primary winners. All right, that concludes our poetry slam. We hope you had an imaginative afternoon. It is coming to the end of the school day now, so you are going to have to rush quite quickly back to your classes, get all your things for the end of the school day. But thank you very much for being a fantastic audience, and we hope that you have a chance to participate in the Poetry Slam next year. Thank you very much.